stayed. Not as a compliment. As a fact. Because compliments get handed to you, and this wasn't handed to anything. You made this optional at every single chapter, genuinely optional on every Wednesday and every bad week, every time the comparison spiral hit, and the committee had a strong case, and you chose it anyway. On the days with no receipt, on the days motivation was in Bali and you were in the week 3 kitchen, and nothing felt like anything and the planner was right there if you wanted a reset. You didn't reset. You're here. So let me tell you what you're carrying out of this. The next thing you start gets to start with someone who knows what the middle actually feels like. Not the idea of it. The actual, specific cursor. Just blinking. Nobody is watching. Wednesday again, the middle. Someone who won't mistake the flat for failure. Who knows what Wendy's folder is and what it isn't. Who can hear the committee's full presentation and still ask, is any of this about the thing? Someone who knows the difference between rest and quitting. Between recalibrating and retreating. Between a bad week and a forever excuse. Someone who asks when instead of if. That is not a method. Methods can be forgotten. Methods require upkeep. This is a layer. It went in somewhere around chapter 3 and it's in there now and it doesn't come back out when you close this. The next hard thing will still be hard. The committee will still convene. Wendy will have a fresh folder, new evidence, all of it accurate, none of it about the thing. Motivation will send a postcard. But you know what happens when it does? Because you built that knowledge.